Proclamation number 6656 of 28th of September, 1956. Power stream from God. Try to receive the divine currents of strength within yourselves by opening yourselves to Him, who is the source of strength from eternity. Your thoughts, your will, your desire may only be turned towards Him, and your heart must open willingly in order to receive from the eternal source of strength what God wants to give to all His creatures, strength and light in abundance. Consciously enter into silence in order to unite with Him and cultivate this intimate contact, and you'll always be strengthened anew. His love will always give you what you lack and what you desire. You must live more consciously. By always longing for the nearness of the One who is your Father and to whom you should establish the right relationship as children in order to also experience the Father's love. Life has been given to you by God and therefore you should always remember Him with love and gratitude. You should not take it for granted but also appreciate this extraordinary grace by not letting go of Him in your thoughts, and thus a continuous overflow of His strength can take place in you, which will let you grow and mature until perfection. And when you feel certain of the influx of strength, then you will also be able to accomplish or overcome everything. Then every weakness will fall away from you, for then you will be in possession of the most delicious good. Divine strength fills you and you are aware of God's presence. Your earthly progress shall bring you to this state where you have become overcomers because you are allowed to make unrestricted use of divine strength, but you still have too little faith that you are allowed to appropriate this strength. And yet God requires nothing more of you than that you open yourselves to His strength, that you appeal to Him for the supply of strength and at the same time are already willing to accept it, that you let yourselves be fully consciously permeated and, as it were, surrender your whole body to Him so that He takes possession and expels everything that is ignoble, that you only seriously want to become a receptacle of divine strength. Your will is everything, and your will also causes everything, as soon as it is spiritually directed. And to be filled with strength from God is a spiritual desire which is fulfilled. The desire for divine strength still expresses itself too little, even in spiritually striving people. For then the body tangibly feels this lack of strength, and it has to suffer. But where there is strength from God, there is no suffering, no illness, no hardship, for all this is overcome with divine strength. God wants to be present to you always and forever. But you do not always allow His presence. When you perform works of love, you tie Him to you because He Himself is love. But you can also cause Him to be present through thoughts, and you should make use of this and thus never go without Him, for He only waits for your call, which is every thought turned towards Him. And He responds to this call and will make you happy as a sign of His presence with power in the form you request. And He will speak to you as a sign of His presence when you open your ear, or He will convey strength to you when you open your heart to His flow of grace. You should make use of His love and always allow yourselves to be given, for He only ever wants to give if only He recognizes your willingness to receive, if only you are willing to accept what His love has intended for you. Power and grace in abundance which will make you overcomers on this earth. For strength from God is always effective if only its effect is permitted. If only the human being faithfully trusts this strength. Amen.